Craig and Company show, Lighter Side, brought to you by Farmington Bank. I'm very interested. What do you have?
You know, the United States of America is a great country. We've invented things like spray cheese, the manwich,
right?
Deep fried Kool-Aid.
Yes.
So you would think that, you know, we wouldn't be discerning foodies, that, you know, we like almost anything, right?
Yeah.
Well, 74% of Americans think that they are highbrow with a discerning palate.
You know, they're gourmands.
That they're right. So, yeah, they think they have a sophisticated palate.
Uh-huh.
And one of the ways you can tell that you have a sophisticated palate is that you're interested in new foods and where the food came from, Gary.
Right.
And that you can do things like pair food with wine. Can you do this? Can you pair the food with the proper wine?
Yeah. And I'm also interested with things. I mean, the other day I said to my food provider, I said, where I was getting my food,
okay.
I said, I need to know where the food is coming from.
Oh, okay.
And he looked at me and said, it's coming from my truck.
If you can cook a quality meal and if you know what foods are in season, you're also...
Okay.
You know, you have a good palate. And if you eat healthy.
Yes, I eat healthy.
So I don't match any of those
except
things.
When I go to see the yard ghost, then I have to have something really good.
Then you load up.
Yeah.
When your kid wants their first pet and they usually ask for a cat or a dog.
Yeah.
And no cats, no dogs.
I'll take care of it, Mom. I promise. I'll take it for walks. I'll clean it. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, well, what ends up happening is the parent will cave because they've agreed to maybe a lesser, smaller, not intrusive. Animal,
hamsters.
Like a hamster. Yes, thank you.
Or even goldfish, which is further even down, more down the line.
Well, this family in the UK, the mom agreed to, all right, you can have a hamster, that's fine, darling. But what happened was, it's the hamster from hell.
Oh,
because
no.
This hamster got loose in the car on the way home. She couldn't find it. The hamster has since chewed its way through one of the seats.
Oh, yeah.
It's also...
you got to set a trap.
Through all the wires.
Got to set a hamster trap.
It's caused thousands of dollars in damage.
Can I ask you a stupid question?
And the kids don't want to set a trap because it would kill it.
How did the hamster get loose to begin with in the car?
Well, it wasn't seatbelted in its gray co-car seat now, was it? And finally, Gary, I'm sure you didn't know this. Harry Potter fans make... better lovers than any other sci-fi novel fan out there.
I understand that, especially when they use their magic wands.
Okay. I thought you were going to make some kind of sexless virgin joke, but I'm proud of you. That's very good.
That's very good.
No, so the next time you meet someone
who
has
conducted that study?
All the Harry Potter books lined up on their shelf.
All right, how did they conduct that study?
That's a keeper.
Was that under scientific conditions?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
All right.
You are listening to Craig and Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.